I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me.
I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. And I'm one with the Force.
Welcome to the Dharma of the Force, a podcast about the spiritual and philosophical side of Star Wars. If that puts you off, it's just words. And if you think that's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo, even better. We cannot widen our horizon and grow by never challenging what we believe, and we should always be suspicious of those who tell us what to believe. In some Buddhist traditions, listening to Dharma talks is a spiritual practice. It's not meant to give answers per se. It's an exercise in looking at questions and elaborating on them and finding the truth within yourself. So in that spirit, let us look at today's topic. Secrets of the Jedi Book Commentary. I thought it would be a good idea to take a look at some of the Jedi or Force books out there in the tradition of spiritual commentary. One book that caught my attention was Secrets of the Jedi, published in 2019 as a companion book to The Last Jedi. It's written by Mark Sumirak from the perspective of Luke Skywalker. If you listen to my previous episodes, you will know that I have my reservations and suspicions when it comes to over-explaining the Force for the, let's say, general public. The fact that the writer's bibliography mostly consists of comic books, I have also spoken about the dangers of letting the wrong people write some mumbo-jumbo, initially gave me reasons to worry. You know, search and you will find, and we will all make up our opinions before and all that. Let me start off with the hard facts. I read the reviews online and a lot of people seem to complain about the page count. But it's quality over quantity. It's lovingly done with an eye for detail, emulating the format of a journal. There are plenty of hidden letters, sketches and fold-up bits and pieces. The publisher states that it's intended for readers between 9 and 12. So, obviously, you wouldn't pack it with convoluted university-level essays. And that works in its favor. It's like Zen, clear and to the point. I was worried about some far-fetched comic book fantasy stuff, but the topics are easily comprehensible and offer everything that is needed to understand them. What is the Force? Who can feel the Force? What's the point of midichlorians and why do they ultimately not matter? It does a great job explaining the Jedi Code and its often misunderstood aspects. In case you don't know, the universally accepted old and new canon Jedi Code is as follows. There is no emotion. There is peace. There is no ignorance. There is knowledge. There is no passion, there is serenity. There is no chaos, there is harmony. There is no death, there is the Force. In its simplicity, it reminds me a lot of Japanese haiku, poems so reduced to the core that there are the bare minimum needed to get the point across, but as such, so powerful. You might have heard that one, as it's the most famous one. Uru iki ya kawazu tobikomu mizumoto. There are many translations, some more or less embellished, but in reality it is just old pond, frog jumps in, sound of water. Clear, clean, and beautiful. But we all kind of think of the same frog. A pond is similar in all our minds and we know what jumping means. As soon as we venture into more spiritual territory, there is more room for interpretation and as such misinterpretation, out of context or based on ignorance. This book does a great job at giving those who seek to understand a first glimpse. I quote, "The Jedi Code itself may seem simple upon reading it, but the true challenge is living it. Passion can rise to the surface, emotions can cloud our thoughts, chaos can spiral us into unfathomable darkness. We all find ourselves staring into the abyss sometimes. Only those who find a way to rise above the darkness are deemed worthy to become a Jedi. To look at it in more detail, there is no emotion, there is only peace. If you let your fear or hate guide you, you are prone to make mistakes. Fear of the unknown makes you afraid to venture into the world. Learning, discovering new things makes you afraid of people or customs you don't know, leading to all kinds of things like racism. The dark side is the easy way, the comfortable way. Trying to see the world from other perspectives is hard. It's outside of the comfort zone. The comfort zone is safe. Leave the comfort zone in fear and all you will find is danger. Leave the comfort zone in peace and all you will find is peace and knowledge. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. Closing our eyes and locking ourselves away from things outside of our comfort zone is fear of the unknown. Letting go of this fear opens our eyes to knowledge. The waters of ignorance will calm down and we will see. There is no passion if you accept fate. Hate arises when you let greed take over. You want something or you don't want something so bad that it absorbs you. This inner fire is burning you so much it hurts. We are like toddlers, upset because things don't go the way we want it. Learning to let go will lead to serenity, finding your inner peace. Whatever happens, happens. Like a warrior going into battle. You can live your life with conviction and love, but don't let passion take over and hold you back. There is no chaos. Everything is in perfect harmony. The universe doesn't owe you your version of harmony. It's like Japanese landscape gardens surrounded by the busiest city in the world. It's the one flower growing on a concrete sidewalk. Everything is in perfect harmony if you're able to see it. The chaos is only within oneself, caused by our delusions and fears. There's no death, there's the Force. We all will become one with the Force, quite literally. A part of the universe, no matter if you see it from a quantum physics perspective or just as becoming compost. The book goes on to list famous Jedi. Well, I will skip since this is not a real review. I'd just like to mention that I was surprised and happy to see the Rodian Jedi Hulik in there, who appeared as a corpse in Heir to the Jedi, one of the early new canon books, not to my fellow canon readers. There's a short part about the clothing and equipment of the Jedi, furthering the comparison to monks, but also proving that the Jedi are not all-powerful superheroes. They still need protection and tools. I also found that the Jedi armor during the Clone Wars has parallels to Kendo training gear, but also differences. You would protect your heart in some way, so that makes sense. But in Japanese swordsmanship, the belly is one of the main target areas. So it's a bit odd that the Jedi armor leaves that part unprotected while the shoulders are covered and limiting movement. But let's not get carried away. That's obviously a visual decision by the design team. There are several short explanations about very movie-specific topics, so I won't get into that. I'd just like to mention that I like how the fact that Anakin followed his heart and basically fell to the dark side because of that was also Luke's lever to flip him back to the light.
I know there is good in you.
Our feelings can be used against us and manipulated to think or act in a certain way. Also see the entire advertising industry or targeted ads on Facebook. More and more experts now agree that the current rift in opinions is a result of social media manipulation. What I particularly liked is how it explained Luke's decision to cut himself off from the Force, you know, the controversial part of the sequel trilogy. You might have heard of imposter syndrome, and you know the pressure not to be up to the task in real life. So Luke felt like he did his best and failed. I mean, he used to be a young idealist full of energy. At some point you grow tired and what's the point? The galaxy needs you. Yeah, whatever. You can rile up some young people easily, try to convince some old folks. When Rey came into his life, he realized she needs a teacher.
You need a teacher!
He might have felt lost and overchallenged, but it's not about him. You have to pass on your knowledge. You have to guide others. Avoid that their feelings will be exploited and misguided like Anakin's. That kinda also plays into the heritage thought of The Rise of Skywalker. All our teachers live on in us.
I'm all the Jedi.
You know how the saying goes, dead but not forgotten. When we go, we live on in memories of those we leave behind. And then there are some explanations about certain initiation rituals of the Jedi, and that's once again deeply rooted in real-life parallels. Just think of stuff like christenings or communion, but also indigenous groups following ancestral traditions and getting tattooed or pierced or scarred at a certain age to mark the change from one stage of life to another. The veneration of significance of kyber crystals is not so absurd given the importance of certain gems and crystals for some people. Just imagine finding your own diamond for your, I don't know, record player or power drill. Pick up one that speaks to you. Are we not kind of doing the same when buying a new car or something in some way? In conclusion, I thoroughly enjoyed this book, and as much as I tend to recommend to study the origins of Jedi lore outside of the Star Wars realm, this is certainly a fine addition to everyone's collection. The author, Mark Sumarok, may be no Jedi, but he knows the Force.
It moves through and surrounds every living thing.
I'm looking forward to his follow-up book, Secrets of the Sith, now. If you want to support me or this podcast, don't send money. I don't have a Patreon. Find a charity of your choosing and donate. And do yourself a favor and switch off your phone, disconnect, and just sit in silence for a few minutes. Close your eyes and
breathe. Just breathe.